Hello, and welcome to the Voice of Love radio show. And Anne and I are with you tonight. We are going to be talking about surrender and the wonders of surrender, the gifts of surrender, purpose of surrender. And in these times that we're in right now, it's probably a perfect time to just sit back and relax. Anne's going to lead us in a meditation. Dharma 3, which is surrender that was given to me through Jeshua Ben Joseph, is on my website as a recording. So you can listen, you can listen to it as a recording. And that website is www.thebridgetohome.com. That's thebridgetohome.com. I don't know if we're going to be reading it tonight or not. I thought we'd just go ahead and get into the moment of doing the meditation, talking a little bit about surrender and letting go of struggle and just letting go. And so with that, I think I'm going to give it over to Anne. And Anne, you want to take it from here.
Okay. Great. Hello to everyone and welcome. I'm so honored to be able to do a meditation with you to start out. So I'm going to ask you to just get comfortable wherever you are, whether you're sitting, you're standing, you're lying down. Close your eyes and just take a beautiful deep breath. And as you do that, be aware of your hands, and if it's comfortable for you to have them with palms up, that would be wonderful. So now let's just focus on the breath. We're going to take a moment or two to just really focus on feeling this breath moving in and out of the body. Just being with it, noticing it, being it, allowing it to breathe us. And as this breath is flowing through, pay attention to any areas of stress, of tension, a little tightness, wherever that might be. Focus the breath in those areas and allow that breath to move through those areas of the body, dispersing the tension. Now we're going to drop down into our heart center. And as you do this, I would ask you to consider the one true heart that we all are. The one true heart that surrounds the physical form, that envelops this form. We are going there. And as we drop down into this beautiful heart, we feel the spaciousness, the gentleness, the tenderness of this space. So let's just take a moment to feel this space. You are this loving heart. This heart that nurtures and supports your every movement, your every breath. You need take no thought, and yet you are so supported in this heart. Feel the breath moving through the heart, through every fiber of your being. And now, as we redirect ourselves back to the breath flowing through the body, know that this heart is you, always present, always present. And you can go there anytime. And now, once again, we feel that breath flowing in and out. And now we move back to the present moment. And when you are ready, simply open your eyes.
That was wonderful.
Okay.
That was just wonderful. As Anne was doing the meditation, and I was resting in that place of the heart, and it is the moment that we think of this place, just the thought of it, and the feeling of it, I kept hearing, we're all to be aware of where we're focusing. That as we can consciously remember that where Anne just took us is reality, is the truth of who we are. And the more you can abide there within your moment-to-moment life, as you're moving about your day, try to consciously remember this place where Anne just brought us, where we are all truly that one divine heart appearing as the many. We're that one love. And this is who we are. We are that peaceful heart. And we are being asked to bring that into our now moments more and more, and to keep our focus on this true reality. And that as life is going on and energies are flowing through and things are coming to us from seemingly outside of us, it feels as if we're in a new space where if we can simply focus on what is real versus what we are engaging in or think we're seeing, if we can take that moment to stand back and realize we truly are the creators of our experience. And in that moment that you stand back from what you think you see, truly you're in surrender, because you've just taken a step back from illusion to reality in that moment. And if we can, in that moment, remember and focus on what's real and choose what's real in that moment, we've literally changed our experience. My phone's beeping, so bear with me here. But we literally change our experience. And so as Anne was doing that beautiful meditation, coming through me was this beautiful picture of how important right now it is to visit this space often. Even during your day, take 5 minutes every hour or two to center yourself back in this space, to remember who you are and why you're here. You're here to extend love. And to extend love means to choose for it. And so as you're in that space of, oh, what's this about? If we can stand back and just remember, oh, I'm here to choose love. I'm here to focus on love, and that will be my reality. To truly focus, as Anne was saying, like the breath, focusing on the breath. Remember, you're within that breath every moment. And that love is waiting for us to choose for it. It's literally waiting on us to choose for it. And as we choose for it, there's the power. There's our creative power. It's the only power that's ever been real that we have. The only power that's ever been real is our power to choose to extend love, to love in the midst of whatever's arising. And so I want to thank you, Anne, for taking us to that place and then allowing this message to come through for us. And I know that Anne and I consciously decided that we weren't really going to speak a whole lot about the Dharma tonight, but rather we thought we'd speak about letting go, and especially letting go of struggle, especially why it'll be so helpful to let go of struggle. And so, Anne, if you have anything you want to take from here or share on any of that, that would be wonderful. If you do.
Sure. You know, while you were speaking, I had my eyes closed. I still have them closed because I feel when I have my eyes closed, I can hear so much better and take in what you're saying, because the desire is to hear it at the deepest level I can hear it. And you were talking about focusing on what is real. And I love that. I've been actually doing a meditation in the mornings that's about focus. It's about practicing concentration, focusing on the one thing that's real. And it's the statement, I am that I am. And focusing on that and taking no thought for anything else, but just focusing on that. And just simply being for as long as I can with that. It's a training, you know, a practice, a discipline. Focusing on the one thing I've decided is most important for me. Focusing on what is real is
right.
Is interesting in that what is real seems different in each moment for me, because if I'm in a story and that's where my focus is, well, that's what's real.
Right.
And I can be in that story and feeling bad and or feeling in a quandary about it, trying to figure it out, trying to understand it, and then saying, okay, I know I'm in a story. Now I have to allow it. Now I want to be in this place of allowance and all. But, and I've had that experience, particularly, and I've you know, we've talked about this, you and I, where I've had a particular experience over the last 2 months on and off. And this morning, I don't know if I sent it in an email to you, but this morning I was looking at this struggle, this story that seems to be, that I'm attached to in some way, can't seem to shake it loose from me. I had this thought, and the thought was so simple. What is your choice? Do you choose to be happy in this moment? Then be happy. I mean, it was that simple. Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean I can be happy right now?
I have a choice.
Yes, you can be happy right now. And I knew what I was being told. Let go of the story and be in the present moment. And if
right.
you be in this present moment, you will find your happiness. You'll be in joy. And it was absolutely true. My day totally shifted in that moment. And my focus did as well, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, the same thing. Thanks, Anne, because the same thing, I got this message last night, and it was so beautiful. It came actually through a friend. A friend had called me. She was going through an experience, and it's very interesting. I'll share this story with you. And she had opened up her heart. She'd met somebody that she liked, and she hadn't met a guy she'd liked in many years, nor did she have any intention of it. But as life would have it, in comes this person into her life. And her way has always been that if she, you know, likes somebody, well, then they don't end up liking her, and they don't call her back, you know, and she's got all this going on. And so she wasn't hearing from him, and she had all these other good things going on that normally don't happen for her. But she's talking to me about over and over again this relationship and this guy's not calling her back and not texting her back. And she's miserable. She's absolutely miserable. And in that moment, I got it so clearly. It was like the expansion of the moment just opened up in front of me, and it was, Denise, pay attention. Pay attention. Do you see how she's focusing on what appears to not be happening, what appears to be wrong, and now she's unhappy and depressed, instead of focusing on all the good things that are happening around her and letting go, surrendering what appears to not be what she wants? And notice I use the word appears to not be what she wants. And in that moment, as I've been, like Anne, going through these last few weeks off and on with a lot of different things coming up and being noticing I'm reacting, which means now I'm in it. You know, I'm not standing back and loving it. I'm in it. And the beautiful message for me, I woke up with it still this morning, and I just went, you know, I can let go of all struggle because it's not real. I've made it up. I believe in struggle. I don't believe that this beautiful bubble of love that I exist in every moment, my whole I am presence, wants nothing more than to bring me every perfect moment and is asking me to pay attention, because if I can see and let go of something that appears unlike love and choose to see it as love, to have love reveal itself to me even through that situation, and let it go, and then move my focus to, okay, now, in the now, what's right now? And right now could be I'm out in the car, gonna, you know, looking, driving out the driveway, looking at flowers. The sun is, you know, up. It's a sunny, beautiful day. And I can change my focus and literally change my whole day. I literally did it this morning. And Anne did, too. So it's not an accident we're talking about this. It's all happened for us right before the show. It really is our choice. You know, oftentimes, Joshua would say to me, would you rather be right about what you think you see or would you rather be happy? You know, would you rather create more of what love is by loving it and letting it go? Or would you rather be miserable? And your inner kingdom, is your reality. Your inner kingdom is your reality. And so we're being asked over and over again to keep that inner kingdom in our awareness, that that's what's real, and only that. And everything else is just kind of a dance around what's real. And to bring what's real through the body, through the cells, through the thoughts, to bring the thoughts into the heart, which is what we're talking about, is literally bringing your conscious awareness into your heart. So to let go, just drop all the heaviness and replace it with a loving thought. It could just be, I'm grateful that the sun is shining today. That's simple. You've taken a moment and changed it into an experience for yourself of love. And from that choice, through the veil, love reveals itself. It reveals itself. It is literally it's part of the whole beautiful way consciousness works. It's all consciousness. So we're literally shifting our world as we shift ourselves back into the heart center and letting go, surrender. As Anne was saying in the meditation, she was talking about that place in the heart, that spaciousness. There's a spaciousness there. And the more we surrender and the more we let go, that spaciousness expands and we become more of it. So there's a divine purpose in surrender. There's quite a few, but when you think about the fact that each time I let go and I surrender, and you can feel it when you close your eyes and just say, I surrender, I let go, you can feel the heavy energy leave. You can feel that presence of peace. And you can be right there and know that you literally are expanding your being. And the more you expand it, the more you surrender, the more you open up the channels for what I call grace, which is always here. It's just something we need to choose for. And when we can choose for it through surrender, all of a sudden, you'll start to feel your crown open, or you might hear information from your inner divine voice coming through, because it opens the channels. It literally unclogs the pipes and opens your channels to receive the gift of grace. So when you think about that, every time you let go and every time you surrender, you're opening up to that divine grace, which is all true knowledge, which is light, which is knowledge, coming into your being. It's a beautiful process. So, Anne, anything you want to share on that?
Yeah, sure. As I'm listening to what you're saying, many things obviously are registering. But one thing struck me when you said, well, Jeshua asks, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy?
Yeah.
And I guess I'm being prompted to talk a little bit about when I was in the midst of my story, I heard that question. Do I want to be right or do I want to be happy? Now, I've heard that question many times before, and I would say, I don't care about being right. I just want to be happy. But now I have to be honest and let go of any thoughts of image and say that in this story, I was saying, I just want to be right. I just want to be right. And I could feel myself. Yeah, I was just in the struggle of that. And I paid attention. I mean, even while I was hearing that going on, I was paying attention to it and finding it interesting.
Yeah.
That I would want to hold on to this. And I thought, what is my problem that I want to hold on to this? But clearly I do. And I sat with that and it came to me, can you simply allow yourself to be here and trust that your true desire and intention will move you through this? So I said, yes, okay, I'm going to allow it, and I'll just be in this space and just be obstinate, and okay. And I found that as I was with this, part of me was taking it very seriously, like, oh, this is the worst, you know, and I'm in the story. But a part of me found it really funny that it was going on.
Yeah.
Because there's a part of me that knows this isn't true. I just didn't want to, I wasn't ready to acknowledge it wasn't true. Isn't that, I think that's so strange, but I'm sure that's just how it is, you know? And
yeah, that's just that little self fighting for its life.
Yeah. Yes.
But I want to be right. I need to be right.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
So I was so grateful. Because even though my intellect says, you know, this is a simple thing, it's just a choice. The intellect can say it, but it's the feeling that has to shift. And until that feeling shifts out, then one must be in the place one is. And that's
right. Where
I was. But I did pay attention and notice that I did call Joshua to say, you know, I really need some help here because I feel like I'm really stuck in it. And I know that because I was asking for help on the daily basis for assistance in moving through, that the ground was being softened. You know, we talk about softening the ground.
Softening so, the soil, of the garden of our consciousness.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so the ground was being softened, and although this particular issue has come up for me over maybe the past 20 years periodically, I do accept that, and I feel that this is the surrender piece. I simply accept that I am home, except when I forget. And when I forget, then I'm in a story, and, oh, I forgot. Okay, then it must be time to be in this place for a moment, see where I am. And then when it's time, I'll move out of it. And it is easy. It truly is easy. It just doesn't feel easy when you're in the midst of the emotions of the story and feel so attached to it.
Well, and the beauty of this is, you know, this Dharma, we're talking surrender tonight, and that's Dharma 3. And the first one is allowance, and Dan just brought up, you know, I can allow this. I can allow myself to feel miserable right now. I can allow myself to be angry, even though I know I create my own reality, even though I know everything I know. It doesn't matter. This is what I'm feeling. So she allowed that. And then what's the desire? Which is Dharma 2. Desire is the engine of creation. It's the literal engine of creation. And so through desiring peace, because she knows she's not in peace, now she's brought to surrender. And as she's surrendering and hearing, would you rather be right or would you rather be happy? That sentence says it all. Because what he's saying is, if you need to be right, you will never be happy. It's your need to be right that keeps you miserable. That keeps your ego jumping up and down, that keeps you reacting. I've been going through this the last month. I just am, you know, it comes and goes. I get it and then I forget. But it takes me a while to realize that what's got me is my need to be right. And that if I'm choosing peace, if that's my desire, then creation is bringing me something to show me how I create things unlike peace. So if my desire is to be in that heartfelt center that Anne brought us to in the beginning of our show tonight, and to carry that with me wherever I go, well, how can I be that if I'm out there reacting, coming from the little self that needs to be right, versus having no need of any kind except to love? That just dissolves everything that's not true about us and leaves the only thing that's real. And that is, we are here. We are an extension, a divine ray of light from source, extending that source, extending that love. To let go of the image that we are anything other than that, the personality self, the name, all the labels we give ourselves, none of them are true. The only one that's true is I am. And we are so being asked as we go through these dharmas, and we're on this bridge to home, and we're okay, we're desiring peace, to be the peace. Well, okay, you're going to now get to see how you've been creating unlike it. So we're being asked to pay attention. Where are you reacting? What's shrinking you? What's making you feel small? Or what's making you want to project out and lash out at another? Because if you're if I'm in any of those places, and I've been there a lot the last month, I'm out of the heart. And I'm in the image. I'm in the personality. I'm in the self that needs to be seen, or that needs to be right, or that needs to be loved. Whatever I think I'm needing out there, I'm going to keep needing. So to bring it back full circle into that surrender, that place of the heart is the goal. That's the retraining of the mind, moving the mind into the heart, thinking with the heart, as Anne was talking about before. And, okay.
It is that surrender. In surrender, we acknowledge, I am not the doer and the maker. I am not the doer and the maker. I am a conduit for love. But I allow love to move through me. Allow love to move through me. How do I do that? By moving into such trust that if I keep my focus on love, if my desire, my intention, all of me, all of my being is focused on love, seeing with the eyes of love, being love, extending love, wanting only love, that the ego personality is set aside and the ears listen to the heart and move with the heart. And so it's interesting that in surrender, we find ourselves becoming more active, more drawn to do things, you know, to be with others in whatever way, whatever is called from the heart. But I find surrender an interesting thing because I was just talking to someone about that, and one person said surrender is giving up. Another person said surrender is letting go. And I asked, well, what about passivity? Do you see surrender as passive? And they were seeing it as passive. Mm-hmm. And I think that that can be very confusing.
That's actually an action. It's an action.
Yes, that's right. That's
right. You can feel it like when you think about it, when you surrender, you're literally moving energy through your body. You're letting go of dense energy. So if you can think of it like that, that each time I surrender, I'm letting go of something that's been dense inside of my being, in my energy body, it's in my whole being, all my bodies. And when I let go, when I surrender into the, what it, you know, whatever it is, it releases it. It just releases it from all, your whole being. And then what Jeshua is asking us to do, in Dharma 3, he says something very beautiful. He says, here in surrender, your joy lays hiding. And that says so much. So your joy is hiding, is what he's saying. It's hiding from you. And the way to find your joy is through the art of surrender, letting go, giving it back. And I know Anne has got I believe she has a meditation for us about the golden tray. Is that right, Anne?
Yeah, I love the meditation that's actually given in Dharma 3, and thought, you know, if we wanted to, we could definitely do that.
Well, I was just thinking, as we're talking about this process and the feeling of the surrender and the letting go, and, you know, that our joy is hiding from us.
Yes.
Because we can't let go of something and allow love to take care of it, which is our natural state. All we do from the real world is choose with love, and creation continues. And we're bringing that here. And so I think that if we could do the meditation in, with the golden tray, before we do the meditation, I do want to mention that the Dharmas are in an e-book. They're called The Bridge to Home. They're on my website. You can download the e-book, because we are going to be working with these Dharmas every other week. There's also, some of the Dharmas are recorded, so you can be listening to them in the morning and at night. You can start with allowance or desire and move into surrender. And next week we'll be talking, the next Dharma is emotion. And the purpose in that is, now that I'm seeing it, the divine tapestry, is after when you surrender and give up, a lot of times you're going to feel emotion that you've been holding around that, whatever it is that you're going through. But you've literally got it clogged in your body. There's stuck emotion. And so often when you can surrender, and you might find yourself in, you know, deep grief, tears, pain, whatever that is, know that that's perfect, because that is clearing it through your energy field and removing the density out so that more light can come in. So it's all a divine process. And with that said, I think I'm going to give it over to Anne and ask her if she'd like to guide us in that.
Yes. I'd be happy to. And I did want to say that that the piece that you were saying about our joy lies hidden. When we move into surrender, we find that it is so true that in the surrender piece, when we get the hang of it, when we are able to set aside our agenda, I think that's the hardest thing. We think we have to do certain things, and if we were to practice once a day, even setting aside what we think we have to do, and just go to the heart and say, what would love have me do in this moment? Mm. And just listen and hear what comes, and then follow that
follow through.
Without a worry about, gee, am I going to get these other things done? We would find our joy. We would find our joy. Mm-hmm. And
exactly.
The things that need to get done will get done. They will. But that is a tough piece to believe up front. But once you experience it, you
right.
want to do it more and more.
And that's
more.
What these dharmas do. They bring you to the little literal experience of love's presence. It's not just talking about it. It's not just discussing it. It's the literal experience of the presence of love that you will know. You will come to know the divine presence that surrounds you. That's the purpose. That's the purpose of this whole journey. So, and when you do the meditation, speak up a little bit, because last time you got quiet a little, and it was hard to hear.
Yeah, when I'm in the meditation, that happens.
Yeah, it's hard. I know. It's like we get quiet. So I just thought I'd
tell okay.
you. Okay.
I'll try to be more focused on that, on the sound. What I would like to do is actually follow this meditation as it appears in the Dharma. I think that would be the best. And then if you're reading the Dharma or listening to the Dharma, you will know this meditation and you will be able to follow it so easily. All right. So once again, let's become quiet within ourselves as we close our eyes. We draw our focus inward. Once again, focusing on the breath, moving with the breath, and just feeling how that feels. The breath filling the lungs, igniting the entire physical form. Life breathing us. We acknowledge the sweetness of this moment. When we meet Jeshua, who guides us with the following words. Dear ones, leave the world of illusion behind you for a moment. As you close your eyes, relax, let go. See your beautiful self, your awareness. Gently allow it to step forward from your earth body. Then gently allow me to guide your awareness down. Down into the heart. Relax. Come deeper and deeper. You will know when you are there. You simply will not descend any longer. Dear one, come hold my hand and sit with me on the bench of true knowledge. I will meet you there. Take my hand, sweet one, and with the other hand, Give me your problem, whatever you deem that to be. Imagine you are holding your problem on a golden tray. Hand that whole tray over to me. The love within. You will feel a gentle spaciousness. You may even feel a release, as if the problem has left your energy field. Know, dear one, that it has. You have now given this over to love. Now, let it go. Know that it is in the hands of love and that it will be returned to you while you still remain in time. All will be healed, corrected, and made right for you. So this golden tray with the problem that we are particularly dealing with has been handed over. We have released it. We have surrendered it to the hands of love. And we are in deep gratitude for this moment. And as you feel that gratitude filling your being, move your focus back to the breath. And once again, be with that breath moving in and out, knowing this is love. This is who you are. And when you are ready, open your eyes.
And know that it's done for you. That there's nothing else you need to do. Truly nothing else. It's done. And it'll be brought to you in a way that if there's an action to take or something that you would want to do, you will know what that is. And if not, pay attention to your world, because your outer world, when you're working in the dharmas, is like a matrix. It's like you're in a school, and all of creation is now coming to show you that love is present. And it could be through symbols. It could be, you know, each of us are unique in the way that we perceive things. So know that after you've let go, it's almost like I could use the word magic. Things will start to come, and they'll be coming directly from the heart of love, and you will just be mystified by it all. So if you can just let it go, and every time you want to take it back, you know, and put it in your head and keep it going, spinning around like we do, you know, on the spin dry, round and round and round, and thinking about it and thinking about it. Try to remember, oh, I let it go. And consciously choose again. I let this go. I let this go. And each time you let it go, what happens is, as Anne was talking earlier, about the soil that's in the garden of our consciousness. Every time we let go, every time we surrender, we soften that soil. And the grace moves in, the beautiful pictures move in, the intuitive heart feeling moves in, and you know, and you will see love at work. So it's a beautiful process. Let go. Think of that golden platter that's pure gold. And he's made a promise to you that you have taken that, put it on the tray, and you've literally given it away to love, divine love. And love is in charge now. Love is in charge now. And you're just there to be the bit of awareness to watch the miracle happen. So, Anne, is there anything that you want to share? We've only got a minute left before we're done.
No, I loved going through that, meditation for surrender. And I love this Dharma very much. And thank you so much for all the beautiful words and the thoughts. They're just so perfect, in perfect timing.
Yeah. And every time I hear them, I'm always amazed by this process. And I would share with all of you that it was through surrender, total surrender, that these moved in through me. And there's nothing special about me. So as you surrender, your voice will open. That inner voice of love will come to you, and you will begin to hear all of the wonderful, beautiful words of truth through your own being. And that is the process. That's what all this is for, is for you to be able to hear your own divine voice of love. So thank you, Anne. This was great. And thank you all for tuning into us tonight. And we will see you next week. Good night.
Good night.